Stories for Wednesday, April 29th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Before we get into today's episode, great news, the show received a new review. So excited when this happens.
5 stars. Useful information for new creators. As someone new to using Instagram to build an audience, as opposed to my prior years using it as something to share with friends and family, I've been searching for podcasts which provide useful information on how best to build and engage an audience. Instagram Stories appears to have hit that sweet spot for me. Useful but accessible information through interviews with an eclectic mix of Instagram pros, enough detail whilst being short enough episodes to engage with. I've tried a few similar podcasts prior to this and found them lacking, but Instagram Stories is one that has stuck, and I'm currently working my way through the back catalog of episodes whilst looking forward to future episodes.
Shout out to Dunks in the UK for that 5-star review. Greatly appreciated. If you would like to leave a review and have an opportunity to hear that review played on the show, look for the link in the show notes where you can go on Apple Podcasts and leave a review of the show. That would be the best place to do it. All right, let's move on to the news. Today on the show, we're going to talk about an update to the Instagram Insights. If you're not familiar, Instagram Insights is where you can get all the analytics about how your posts are performing. Then you can take the data that you've learned from your insights and use that as you create your next round of content. We'll get into some of the changes that Instagram has implemented to the Insights page. We'll also hear from a creator named Madison Bravnik, who was on a mission to get 10,000 followers from scratch. She did that, and now she explains what she's doing to keep those followers engaged. We'll get into that as part of this strategy section of our episode. Then at the end, I'll do Wednesday Waffle, where I talk about a topic that may or may not be related to social media. All of that after the break. Welcome back. Let's start with the Instagram news. The Instagram team posted on the @creators account that Insights, which is where you can find your Instagram analytics, has now gotten better. Your most important metrics are now front and center, and a tabbed layout puts what you're looking for right where you'd expect it, with additional context built in for every creator. Let's dive into the details. I will include a link in the show notes that has screenshots that you can look at, but there are new pieces of data in the Instagram Insights that you can use to help inform how you should make your content. There are two things highlighted in this post which are important. First is new engagement rates for reels, like share and skip rate, as well as views over time. This is really important so you can understand how your reach is impacted based on what people are viewing, liking, sharing, and skipping. This new layout is a lot better. Again, I'll link to it in the show notes so you can check it out for yourself. All right, now let's move on to some edits news. By the way, you might have noticed that I didn't mention there was any edits news at the beginning of the episode. That's because they posted this update in the time that I started recording. All right, let's dive in. There are 3 updates here to the Edits app that are important to know. First, you now have the ability to generate clips using AI inside the Edits app. If you need some kind of B-roll or some footage to explain what you're talking about in a voiceover, you can now have it generated automatically inside the Edits app. You also now have the ability to save your favorite video effects and color adjustments in a separate saved tab. So you can always apply the same adjustments to all of your projects so they have the similar aesthetic. And lastly, this one is actually my favorite. The Edits team is adding something called versions, which allows you to quickly make multiple versions of your edits. This is really important because if you've ever worked on a video and you think it's pretty good, you like it as it is, but would a shorter version perform better? You don't have to re-edit the entire video. You can just make a duplication of that video and then shorten it however you see fit. You can try putting different text or whatever you want, but this is a really good way to A/B test your content by creating it quickly and not having to do it all over from scratch. Again, I will link to this post from the @creators account in the show notes so you can check out all the details for yourself. All right, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Madison Bravnik, who is going to talk about how she keeps her followers engaged. Stick around. Welcome back. A couple of months ago on the show, I talked about Madison Bravnik, who is a creator who restarted on Instagram from zero and challenged herself to build back up to 10,000 followers as quickly as possible. She achieved that remarkably quickly, And now she's created a piece of content to explain what she's doing to keep those followers engaged. If you've ever felt like your content is not resonating with your audience or you're not sure what your audience wants to see anymore, you're going to benefit from this post. Here's Madison.
Hi, I'm Madison. I've been taking you guys along with me on my journey to 10,000 followers, and I hit 10K. So now what? A follower count is one thing, but an active, engaged, loyal, supportive community is a whole other. So this is how we're both gonna turn followers into friends. First of all, your audience has to know you to love you. So talk to the camera. People wanna see your face and hear what you have to say. Share more of your life, even the unideal or unaesthetic things. Second of all, people love to feel updated all throughout your day. This is why Instagram stories are so important. You can literally bring your audience along with you from morning to night. This could just be quick little snapshots throughout your day, chatting on stories about what's on your mind, or utilizing some of the interactive options like story boxes or polls. Lastly, you have to engage back. Be quick to respond to comments and DMs and not just with an emoji. I respond to like every DM that I get, and I don't mean I just like the message. Me and my girls are chit-chatting all day long in the DMs. I love studying social media, and I look at everybody's successes and failures like a case study that I can learn from. So here's some creators that do it right. One of my favorite people to follow is Justine's Camera Roll. She built an audience for herself and she never gatekeeps how. Alex Earl blew up from being transparent about her acne journey, and being vulnerable about that allowed her to launch her very own skincare line. Lastly, Lexi Larson posted hilarious videos about how much she hates her corporate job, and being so real about the parts of her life that she didn't like led to a super engaged community that supported her pivot to becoming a small business owner and a content creator. All this to say, if you want to have real success on social media, let's focus on creating friendships, not followers.
All right, there are two specific things she mentioned there that I want to highlight. The first is being willing to show your face on camera so your audience knows who you are and can connect with you visually. I think this is incredibly important. I recognize that some people are intimidated about putting their face out there. They feel uncomfortable on camera, but I think the sooner that you get comfortable on camera, the more people will connect with you and recognize you and know who you are. She also mentioned the question sticker inside stories. This is a great tool because it allows your audience to submit a question to you or a statement, and you can see in real time what they're thinking about, what concerns they have, what they want to see from your content, or just anything that's on their mind. And it really gives you a good insight into where your audience is at specifically on a one-on-one level. I definitely think the question sticker is incredibly underrated as a tool inside stories. All right, that's going to do it for the news and strategy portion of today's episode. If you want to hear me talk about a slightly different topic that may or may not be related to social media, stick around after the music.
Instagram news got you covered. Sometimes even TikTok. Relevant platforms in the metaverse ahead of the wave. Without a break or a pit stop. Still waiting for Zuckerberg to give me the big job.
Pause.
Use trademarks and logos with Insta's permission, of course. If you like the show and you gain some good info, maybe leave a review. It's a type of applause. Just drop me a message if you want to collab. If you got some good content or you want to run ads. At Daniel Hill Media is where I am. TikTok, Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, hey, thanks for sticking around to hear me talk about something else. Over the past few months, I've been watching Subway Takes. I watch it on TikTok, I watch it on Instagram, I've even watched it on YouTube. If you're not familiar with the concept, there is a creator who interviews people on the subway and gets them to tell their wild takes. And people do have some wild takes that I definitely disagree with, along with some that I agree with. If you're not familiar with the concept of a wild take, or sometimes referred to as a hear me out, it is a crazy idea that you think perhaps most people would not agree with. I decided to plan my own Hear Me Out night for presenting wild takes to each other. I invited some of my friends and I told them they would have 3 minutes to present their Hear Me Out and they would have 3 slides that they could use to do that. Right away, I learned off the bat that some of my friends do not know how to use Microsoft PowerPoint or Google Slides, so those friends just didn't work out as guests. Sorry if you are listening and you wanted to come, but you don't know how Google Slides or PowerPoint works. But the friends who I did invite, who do understand how Google Slides works, came through and it was a fantastic time. For instance, one of my friends did 3 Google Slides on why the Reese's Big Cups are so much better than the Reese's regular peanut butter cups. I definitely 100% agree with that take, but she did it based on the volume of peanut butter inside each cup, which she looked up and compared, and it was great. I made a very short video about this. If you want to check it out, look on my Instagram or TikTok or YouTube at Daniel Hill Media. You'll see the short that I made and it'll give you a better idea of what I'm talking about. If you would like to plan your own Hear Me Out night for Wild Takes, I highly recommend it. Tell your friends, make some Google Slides, present to each other. It'll be a blast. You'll love it. All right. Thank you for listening to me talk about something slightly different for a few minutes.